This Shabbat we'll be reading Parashat Terumah, which is of course about the building of the Mishkan, the portable sanctuary in the Midbar. And the pasuk at the beginning of the parasha says, "Va'asu li mikdash, you shall make a mikdash or a sanctuary for me." And the Gemara in Masechet Megillah tells us that a Beit HaKnesset, a shul, is known as a mikdash ma'at, a miniature sanctuary. And therefore, today I want to discuss a couple of halachic considerations to do with building a shul. So there is a Tosefta in Masechet Megillah in the third perek, Halacha Yud-Dalet, which says that a shul should be built at the highest point in the town. That's obviously not necessarily always possible, certainly in a contemporary context. Nevertheless, I have certainly seen in various Israeli yeshuvim or kibbutzim that the shul is at the, if they're on a hill, the shul is at the highest point in the kibbutz or the yeshuv, and that is definitely good halachic practice. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, also says that a shul should be the highest building in town, and suggests that if that's not the case, then the town is at, or the buildings of the town are at risk of destruction. The Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Nun says it doesn't necessarily need to be that the entire shul is taller than any other building in town, but even if only part of the structure is higher than the other buildings, even if just one turret or one tower is higher, then that's sufficient, but not if you just sort of put a post somewhere to make it higher. That wouldn't be good enough. Though the Prima Gadim says if necessary, then even a flagpole which is higher than the other buildings would fulfill this requirement. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bet says that one should always daven in a place with windows, and this is learnt out from a pasuk to do with Daniel, where we see that Daniel, when he was in Galut, he opened the windows towards Yerushalayim and davened in that direction. Rashi explains that the reason why it's important to have windows wherever you're davening is so that if you're in need of inspiration, you can look through them and look heavenward. Obviously, that's not so useful if they're on the back wall, but ideally they should be on the front wall so that when you're in tefillah and you're lacking inspiration, you can look up like that. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Tzif Dalet says, Tov sheyu beit haKnesset yud beit chalonot, that it's good that there should be 12 windows in a shul, and that's based on a passage in the Zohar. And the Atzeret Zakenim, one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, says that it's best that they should be spread out over the four walls, three on each wall. And the Chatam Sofer also says they should be high up so that you're not distracted by watching what's going on through the window during the course of Tefillah. But if you need inspiration, then you're able to raise your eyes heavenward and see the sky through those windows. Nowadays, I think most of the shuls that I've seen are either very, very big and have lots of windows, or aren't so worried about this to do because of the structural arrangements. But certainly I do recall in Eastern Europe, on a trip there, going to one of the shuls, I think, in Krakow, and seeing there that the old shul, it was arranged. It did have four windows, or three windows on each of the four walls, in accordance with Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun, the Bi'ur Halacha in Siman Kuf Nun, makes an interesting observation about building a shul. Obviously, building a shul is, if not a mitzvah, then at least it's a heksha mitzvah and preparation for a mitzvah, and therefore the Bi'ur Halacha at the beginning of the siman says yesh mi shekatav de'in livnot beit haKnesset al yedei og, that it's appropriate not to build a shul using Gentile labor, but this is a form of avodat hakodesh. It's melechet shamayim. It's building the shul for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why subcontract this to somebody else? Jews should be willing to roll up their sleeves and build the shul. I don't know if we are normatively makpid on this, but certainly it would be a good practice if we were. Ad kap.